If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Teeing it up and talking golf. It's what we do every Sunday morning right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and thanks for joining us. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Great to have you with us. Got a good show for you today. Golf 2011. How we doing? Well, according to the latest National Golf Rounds Played report, not so good. The info was compiled by a company called Golf Data Tech, and joining us on Tee to Green today, Tom Stein, the CEO, to tell us about the report and just what it means and what areas of the country might be doing a little better than some. We'll find out what your part of the country is doing in golf 2011. Tom Stein joining us from Golf Data Tech today to talk about the latest National Golf Rounds Played report. Then later in the hour, well, it's the Tee to Green Fashion Show. We're going to class things up today. Loudmouth Golf. Every golfer should have at least one article of clothing in his or her closet that will get the attention of your fellow competitors. And that's what Loudmouth Golf is all about. That's where Loudmouth Golf comes in. And on the show today, here on Tee to Green, Larry Jackson, the CEO of Loudmouth Golf, will find out what's new, what the latest is, what the latest fashion trends are, and what's on the horizon for Loudmouth Golf today here on Tee to Green. Got a couple of golf tips coming your way from Mark Kebble, the head pro here at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and we'll tell you about our website, teetogreenradio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook. Go there right now and tell us you like us.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
No double bogey blues allowed on this show. We're here every Sunday morning talking golf. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, going to tee it up next with Tom Stein from Golf Data Tech as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel contains emu oil, which softens and soothes the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. It works. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next stop a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at DoTheGoo.com and in Walmart stores.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
You have found it. It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. This is Tee to Green coming your way from the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We talk golf here every Sunday morning. Jay Ritchie along with Jerry Butenoff. Appreciate you joining us. Looks like it's going to be a nice day. Wish I had some time to get a few rounds in this week, but maybe next week, Jerry.
Record-setting temperature, I think, here yesterday.
Yeah,
82 well, or something.
Good fall.
Close to, yeah, it's been nice.
Fall.
Been nice.
Making up for some bad days of summer.
Best time to do just about anything outside.
That's true. Month of
October.
And hopefully more people are going to get out and play some golf. That leads to our first guest. There's a company called Golf Data Tech, LLC, and one of the things they do is compile the National Golf Rounds Played Report. And the latest National Golf Rounds Played Report, information there is not looking all that good for the game of golf. And with us right now to talk about that and the report is Tom Stein from Data Tech, Golf Data Tech. Hey, Tom, good morning. Welcome to Tee to Green.
Thanks, guys. Good morning to you.
The National Golf Rounds Played Report. How often does this come out?
It comes out every month. We produce it in association with the PGA of America and the National Golf Foundation. They collect rounds, and we collect a large number of rounds. They send them all to us. We put them together for the country, for the regions, states, down to major cities, major golf cities, and then put the reports out for the industry. They're available. There's no charge for them. It's just something we provide for the industry to kind of keep track. Rounds played is kind of the barometer for all things golf.
So you guys really break it down too. Now the what exactly is Golf Data Tech? What else do you do besides this report?
The main focus of our business is that we track the sale of all golf products at retail in the on and off course channels, all the golf shops. We collect data from them on a sample basis all over the country on a monthly basis. They send us electronically their sales, what they sold, how much they sold it for, and how much they have left. And we collect all this data, we run it through programs, and then we're able to determine the market share for each of the products. So we know how many total golf balls were sold last month, and we break that down to every major company and every major model of every company. And that's how Tide List and Callaway and TaylorMade and so forth know how they're doing in the market, their market share, and what's selling and what's not.
Tom, do you collect that information from places like Dick's Sporting Goods and those outlets also, or just the golf-only facilities?
Just the golf-only facilities, yes. The on-course, the green grass shops, and the what we call off-course golf specialty stores, like Golf Smith and Edwin Watts and PGA Tour Superstores and those such as those.
So how long
and,
is
and Independence as well.
How long has Golf Data Tech been doing this?
We started the company, my two partners and I started the company in 1996. Up to that time, nothing existed that tracked the information. So these companies were kind of flying blind. They made their products. They sold their products, sent them out. They got reorders, but they really didn't know what was happening to their products. They didn't know if they were still sitting on the shelves. They didn't know if they were selling. They didn't know what they were selling for. And they really didn't know anything about their competition. So this, our reports, they buy those reports from us, and that allows them to know what's going on. The other part of what we do is that we get the information from the shops, and the reason the shops give it to us is that we give them back the reports for free. So by being a participant, they can get these monthly reports and, again, see what's selling and what's not, which helps them do a much better job of managing their inventory, knowing what products to carry, which ones are more popular than other ones, which ones are trending up or trending down, which ones they say, well, maybe we better put these on sale because this brand is starting to slow down or whatever.
Tom, up until that time, you said that, you know, the manufacturers didn't have these numbers. Were the retailers not providing them, or were they just not asking for them at that point?
No one asked for them. We need the key to what we do is that we're the confidentiality black box, if you will, in the middle of the retailers and the manufacturers. The retailers have confidence in us to give us their data, and we put it all into, quote, our black box, mix everybody's numbers together, so no one ever sees any individual retailer's numbers. So they have total confidence in the confidentiality of our numbers. Yet by collecting them all, then we can produce these reports and put it out. But you know, everybody's numbers are in there, but you can't see the individual numbers.
Mm-hmm. Company that really keeps its finger on the pulse of the industry too.
We do. Yeah. We have to do that. It's important for the industry. We like providing that service. You know, it's always nice when you're providing a service or a product that people really need. And so that's what we do for the golf industry. We also do a lot of consumer research where we have a panel of serious golfers all over the country, and they take research surveys for us, for the companies, for the manufacturers, covering new products, their advertising, just general trends of the industry. And, again, we collect all that, those kind of research items, and put them together, produce reports, and get those out to the manufacturers.
From Golf Data Tech, Tom Stein, co-founder, is with us on Tee to Green today. Tom, what is your background here, and are you guys serious golfers as well?
Well, we're serious about golf. How about that?
Okay.
My background was my dad and I started Golf Week magazine way back when in 1975. And we started Golf Week magazine in Florida as Florida Golf Week and developed it into a national publication that we ended up selling. And we sold it in the mid-90s. And then I started Golf Data Tech with my two partners, Dave Obermeyer and John Krasnoy, in 1996.
Where are you guys based out of now?
I've been around golf for a long time. We're based in Kissimmee, Florida. We have an office in Massachusetts, and we have an office in Chicago.
All right. National Golf Rounds Played Report published by Golf Data Tech, along with the National Golf Foundation, PGA of America, and National Golf Course Owners Association. Now, how many courses in all do you compile information from?
Well, for the rounds played, we get in a little over 4,000 courses every month. Of course, that goes down a little bit in the wintertime when some of them are closed. But, basically over 4,000, which in relation to, the total number of courses being somewhere around 15,000, statistically speaking, that's a very large sample to get them from. And therefore, over a period of time, the numbers are pretty reliable. And they're down a little bit this year, and they have been down a little over the past 3 years, single digits. This year to date, it's down about 3.3% compared to the first 8 months of last year, which is not a good thing for golf.
Yeah. Tom, we got to take a break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about the actual numbers, okay?
Okay, great.
Tom Stein is with us, Golf Data Tech, the company. We're going to take a look at the numbers for the National Golf Rounds Played Report. Break it down according to the overall U.S. numbers and break it down regionally as well. Tom Stein, when we return, this is Tee to Green, live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about how to draw your driver. Everybody asks me about how they can hit a slight hook with it instead of hitting that slice or fade. How we teach it is that when you are set up to the ball, face the club face toward 11 o'clock, and you want to swing out toward 1 o'clock. Again, hood the face a little bit toward 11 o'clock, and on your downswing, you're going to swing out towards 1. You will be amazed how your body has a reference for how far to swing out, how long to stick with the follow-through in order to achieve just the exact amount of draw that you're looking for. Keep in mind, the shaft is the most important advancement in the history of the golf game. So make sure that you're fitted perfectly with your shaft, because if you have too stiff a shaft, I don't care how much we teach you how to draw, you will not be able to. Keep that in mind.
For more on how to hit that draw, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
It's a show by golfers, for golfers. You found it. Tee to Green, the golf show. It happens every Sunday morning right here from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Jerry Butenhoff. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Larry Jackson, the CEO of Loudmouth Golf. He'll be here in just a little bit. Want to continue now with Tom Stein from the company Golf Data Tech. We're taking a look at the National Golf Rounds Played Report. And it's compiled monthly by Golf Data Tech, and some of the numbers from the most recent, not all that good, not all that promising. Tom, you publish this monthly, so what are these numbers from? Are they from September? Are they from August? What month are they from?
The latest ones I think you have a copy of are through August.
Through August, okay.
Yeah. The thing that affects rounds more than anything, and it's logical, is the weather.
Sure.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I was going to say, you break the report down into regions of the country, do you not?
We do. Regions of the country, I think that it's broken into 6 or 7 regions, and then those are broken into states. And then the major metropolitan areas are further broken down in the individual states.
So, do you discount depending on weather? What do you do with the weather if one area of the country is particularly hit hard?
Well, the weather affects all parts of the country, and the weather is part of the factor. And what we We caution everyone, if you see the rounds are down or you see the rounds are up, the biggest factor is whether the weather has been good or bad. In order to document that, though, and try to help support that and help everyone in the industry understand that, we team with a company called Weather Trends International. They're out of Pennsylvania, and they are the leading company in the world that tracks and matches economic conditions to weather. They have weather data going back literally over 100 years, and map it out and trend it out so that they can determine right down to zip codes what the weather has been historically and what effect that has had, in this case, on golf in those areas, whether the temperature has been up or down, whether the precipitation has been up or down, and what effect that has. And so although we know the economy has an effect, of course, on recreational activities and certainly on golf, we know historically also that the weather is always the biggest factor.
Yeah. I'm looking at the report here. I see Pacific, Mountain, West, North, Central, East, North, Central, South, Central, South Atlantic, Mid-Atlantic, and New England. So that's like eight different regions of the country. And am I reading this right? But looks like in seven of the eight, if you look at the year-to-date numbers, every region is down in rounds played?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. And that's, again, that's a combination of economy and weather. But it's not just economy. Economy is what we hear about the most, because we hear it every night on the evening news. We hear about bad economic conditions, this, that, and the other. We hear about unemployment. We hear about foreclosures. So when we see these numbers being down, we say, well, that, you know, it must be suffering because of the economy. And although we know that part of it is that, it continually, when we dive into the weather trends numbers, we realize that it's, and we know that, like this year, we've had, tremendous drought, tremendous heat spells in the Southwest. And in the Midwest, and excessive heat is bad for golf rounds as much as cold is.
Tom, what you're talking about here, it's really mapped out in some of these regions too. For example, your Mid-Atlantic, which you New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey is the one that's down the most, and they have been the people that have really been beaten up, you know, with wet weather, especially in August and throughout a lot of the year too. And the same with some of these other regions that, it really bears it out. It really does.
Yeah. And you can see on that map too, across the South, they've had pretty good weather and their rounds are in much better shape.
Looking at
any hurricanes in the South this summer.
Mm-hmm. Tom Stein is with us from Golf Data Tech. Tom, also something that kind of surprised me, you break it down into public access courses and private facilities, and it looks like the participation at private facilities is down more than it is at the public access courses. Am I reading that right as well?
You are. You are.
Any reason that you could think of for that?
Yeah, the cost of playing at private clubs, from an economic standpoint, has hurt a lot of people. They've had to give up their club memberships, or they haven't played as much. But they haven't given up golf, so they may give up their private club membership, so they go and play at the public course in their town or in their area. And the public courses, obviously, that therefore benefit that way. There's a shift. It's even though that sometimes you see the reports where the rounds are down, so golfers, we must be losing golfers, and no doubt we are to some degree, but if golf is your game, if golf is your passion, if that's your hobby, if that's what you do, you don't give it up because you're working harder or because the economy is tighter. Maybe you play less. Maybe you don't travel and play as much golf. But you don't quit playing. The same as if you're a fisherman, you continue to fish. Maybe you don't buy a new boat. Maybe you don't get, a new rod, but you're going to keep fishing. Skiers are the same way.
Tom, so far for the year, the numbers are down about 3%. How does that compare to the past couple of years, and is 3% considered a significant drop?
3% is a significant drop, but 3% is not so big that it can't be overcome yet this year with some good fall weather that hopefully will extend the season in some of these places. It's not a panic number. It's down 3%, which is a lot in compared to the last couple of years year end. But you can also say it's only down 3%, which compared to a lot of other industries. Don't we wish it was only down 3%, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
That's true.
And is your glass half full or half empty?
Mm-hmm. The Mid-Atlantic, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and the North Central, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin, down about 10% from last year to this year. You folks out there, take advantage of the good fall weather. Get out and bring those numbers up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Go hit the ball.
Yeah, go hit the ball. Take advantage of the good fall weather we're having in most parts of the country. And even in that part of the country right now, the weather's pretty good. So maybe those numbers will pick up. Interesting, fascinating to delve into these numbers. You guys must have numbers coming out of your ears, all the stuff you do there at Golf Data Tech. But you do a great job. And, Tom, appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Let's try to do this on a kind of regular basis so we can kind of get a snapshot of what the golf industry is looking like, okay?
Hey, happy to do it, guys, anytime at all. You do a good job at your show.
Thank you. And how can people pull up a copy of these numbers for themselves? Is there a way they can do that?
They can. They're free on our website, www.golfdatatech.com.
All right. Sounds good.
GolfDataTech.
All right. Tom, thanks for joining us. Drive safe. Tom Stein on Tee to Green.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MY-TV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MY-TV. 1-877-499-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MY-TV. 1-877-499-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MY-TV. That's 1-877-499-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
U.S. voters want government to leverage technology for savings and strongly support political candidates who find new ways to cut costs. That's the headline from a new survey just released. At the same time, government managers report a lack of support to move to new technologies like cloud computing. That is why NetApp has developed the Cloud Playbook, to help government managers understand the cloud, apply for grants, and calculate savings. To get the Cloud Playbook from NetApp, visit www.thecloudplaybook.com. That's thecloudplaybook.com.
Are you ready to update your flooring?
Well, don't miss the Lowe's Floor event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and get free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Or check out tile and laminate flooring for only 68 cents per square foot. For these and more great values, check out the Lowe's Floor event now through October 31st. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 10/31. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about the bump and run. There's a couple ways you can pull this off. And this shot is for 10 to 15 feet off the green. A few things you want to be able to do with this in order to maximize your ability to hit the ball on the face of the club. I am more interested in how it comes off the face of the club than I am even accuracy, because if you can hit it on the face, you can be successful with this shot. One is you got to play it back, further off your back foot than you think. Two is hands forward, covering your left knee. That's the barometer we use. Three is you got to lean towards the green. And lastly, you've got to finish low, because you want a low ball flight with this. However you finish is going to mirror the ball flight. So you want to finish low. Make sure that the ball is played a little further back off your back foot than you're normally comfortable with, and stick with this shot. I promise you the ball will react the way you want it to with just a little practice.
For more on getting it up and down, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Found it. We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. We do it every Sunday morning here at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. You know, if there's one thing that golf is famous or infamous for, it's
color.
It's color or loud colors, loud pants in particular. And it's been about 4 years ago now, back in 2007, we had a guy by the name of Scott Woodworth here on Tee to Green, and he had just started a company called Loudmouth Golf, and it was pretty new at the time. We had fun with Scott. He was telling us how it all began and how it started out in his mind. Flash forward now 4 years later, and Loudmouth Golf has really made a splash and an impact and a fashion statement in the world of golf as well, and we're happy to have with us on Tee to Green today, not to Scott, but the CEO of Loudmouth Golf, Larry Jackson, joining us on the golf show right now. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's a fabulous morning here in San Francisco, California.
Ah, you're out. Well, that's where our Sports Byline headquarters are. It's a local call for our producer back there. Hey, you know, Jerry and I were sitting here at the Broadmoor, and about 15, 20 minutes ago, we're in the clubhouse in the lobby. The front door opened. The lady walked in, golf bag over her left shoulder, and she was wearing Loudmouth pants right on cue.
Fantastic. What style was she wearing? What'd they look like?
They were the disco ball.
Yeah.
Disco balls. Ladies love disco balls on a white background, I bet.
They were dark.
Yeah, it was a darker color. Yeah.
Disco ball's black, a number one seller down through history for Loudmouth. Yeah.
Now, Larry, I got to say first off that personally, I'm one of the last people that wants to see a pink shirt and polka dot pants on John Daly. But you know what? If it's working for you guys, good on you.
It even works for John Daly, he says. So it's working brilliantly for all of us.
So I mentioned back around 2007 when all of this got started. Now you guys are what, in like six countries?
We own our own shipping depot in four countries, the U.S., in London, in Vancouver, and in Sydney, and we've got major distributors in five or six other countries and expanding constantly. So, yeah, it's moving really well. The U.S. is our main market right now, but international is our fastest growing portion of the business at the moment.
How much has it helped to have a guy like Jerry mentioned, John Daly? John Daly, you know, colorful character that he is, people, one of the people's favorites, wearing your clothing.
Well, I mean, he's an extremely visible guy. He's arguably the second or third largest draw in all of golf at a golf tournament, behind maybe Tiger, Phil, and possibly Freddie Couples. When he is anywhere even remotely close to a leaderboard, they put him on TV a lot. And, I mean, we love the guy. He's got a huge fan base. He gets a lot of eyeballs on him. And this is a very visual and visible product. So the more time you end up in print or on television or on John Daly in some public location, you know, the better it is for Loudmouth and our product. And we love the guy.
Yeah, that was a master stroke to get him. Did you guys go to him, or did he come to you? How did that work out?
Well, I'll try to keep the story a bit short, but we all remember that the first half of 2009, Daly was on suspension from the PGA for a few antics and things that had happened in 2008.
Uh-huh.
Since he was on suspension, a couple of things happened. One, he got the lap band surgery that helped him lose the 100 pounds and get him down to 200, down from the 315 that he peaked at. And during the time that he was on suspension, he was actually playing golf with another Loudmouth ambassador, Mr. Jim McMahon. And during the time that they were out playing golf for two or three days, Daly noticed that Jim McMahon was getting more attention for his pants and having more interesting interaction socially with people, and Daly wasn't getting asked about his suspension. And, you know, the little light bulb clicked. They talked about it for a couple of days, and Jim said, you know, Loudmouth is a little company, and I don't know what you might work out with them, but, you know, they're movers and shakers. Why don't you just give them a call? And Daly and his girlfriend called me. A week later, I went to see them in Clearwater, Florida, on JD's bus, put three or four different sizes of pants on him. He liked them. We basically signed a contract on a cocktail napkin that day, and 8 days later, he was wearing them in a European tour event, the Spanish Open, in April of 2009, because the European tour did not put him on suspension, and a picture of him from the Wednesday practice round, actually the Wednesday Pro-Am, hit the front page of Yahoo, not Yahoo Sports, but the front page of Yahoo, and was the third most commented picture of the year, and we were off to the races with him.
Yeah, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
doing deals on napkins, just like in the old days, huh?
That's right. Daly likes to talk about the different deals he's done on napkins. His original Wilson contract was done on napkins.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, we were a fast-growing company, albeit very small. But this product line has an interesting niche. No matter what, but Daly really, really stepped up the visibility of the whole thing. And the day he started wearing it, basically the company sales grew about 50% that day. It's interesting that our sales curve, we have a big spike in the middle of summer because people are buying a lot. We always have a bit of a spike around Christmas, and then it starts all over again. But the sales curve didn't change year to year. It's just having Daly in the pants threw absolute jet fuel on the fire.
Scott, or Larry, I remember when we talked to Scott about 4 years ago, you know, you guys were fairly new, and you had like four or five designs, and I'm not sure if I would have gone for any of them. But now you've probably tripled or quadrupled your number of designs out there. You've got stuff that I would wear now.
If we have stuff that you would wear, that means we're doing things right, huh?
Yeah. Amen.
How do you guys come up with this, with these designs, or do people come to you? How does that all flow?
Well, mostly the designs come from some strange quadrant in Woody's head. He is the main designer. And the basic definition of our working lives is if it has colors in it, Woody gets it. If it has dollar signs in it, I get it.
Well, that's a pretty good combo. I
mean, it works nicely. It's very crystal clear. Is that yours or is that mine? Well, is there colors or is there dollars? Boom. And then, oh, that's in your bucket. Wham. You end up getting a lot of feedback from customers. You get a lot of pictures and thoughts, and we see so many people day to day that both styles, designs, and new product ideas and new product directions, we hear a lot of ideas constantly. We almost forget sometimes, do we think of that? Or did somebody tell me that at a golf tournament? But ultimately, Woody comes up with the majority of the designs. Occasionally, me or someone else from Loudmouth will take a picture of something, you know, a tie, a woman's blouse, the inside of a golf shoe or something, and send it to Woody, and that will ruminate with him for weeks or months, and it'll pop out into a design later. But as a design inspiration example, me and Woody had been talking about the 70s flower power kinds of images that were all over the place in the 70s, and since these pants really come from inspiration from pants in the 70s, a new version of pants that'll be out in spring that we just saw our first strike off of fabric for is inspired by the set from Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, and we're calling it Sock It To Me.
Oh, and I love it.
Remember how people would stick their heads out of all those flowers and stripes?
Yes.
And
yep.
And shoot those little one-liners out? We got a pair of pants that looks similar to that set coming out in a few months.
Do you have Goldie Hawn's face popping out of any of the in the center there, or aren't you going that far?
Goldie Hawn is not on these pants, but I would not be surprised if Loudmouth found a way to get these pants on Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. Larry Jackson, CEO of Loudmouth Golf, is with us today on Tee to Green. Larry, it started with pants, but you guys have taken it to, you mentioned ties, you mentioned women's blouses, the inside of golf shoes.
Golf gloves now.
Is the sky the limit here?
Well, what we find is that we've got a customer base that's very voracious. The ones that, I mean, this isn't for everyone, but the people that like it are extremely, they're avid fans, and they want Loudmouth patterns on more things. You mentioned that we've tripled or quadrupled our numbers of styles. We've actually printed over 70 different styles of pants in the last 5 years, and people want to see it on other things. So we've done ski and snowboard pants this season. We're working on kids' clothes. We've got a lot of these patterns that work with that are NCAA teams. We kind of started with the SEC and LSU, Arkansas because of JD, and Tennessee, and we're moving on to lots of other schools. We've got a guy who's working on licensing on everything from koozies to we're looking at actual snowboards and skateboards and tennis shoes by pro kids and so forth. And our goal is to continue adding these designs to more and more products. So I guess that your statement is fairly valid. The sky is the limit.
Larry, we just got a little bit of time left. At the bottom of your bios on your website, I think the four or five of you guys that are part of the focus of the company all claim to be the best golfer. Obviously, three of you are lying. What's the real truth here?
It's very obvious I am the best golfer.
Okay. There we go. That's the answer.
That's what I would have said.
Hey, Larry, great talking to you. Say hi to Scott for us, and continued success with Loudmouth Golf.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. We appreciate the time, and we want everybody out there to keep playing loud.
All right. Sounds good. Larry Jackson, CEO of Loudmouth Golf, with us today here on Tee to Green. If you haven't checked out their line of stuff yet, please do so. Go to loudmouthgolf.com for more information and for a look at all the designs and patterns that Larry was talking about, including some of their future designs. Sock It To Me.
That'll be nice.
Jerry's going to be back to take us on tour when Tee to Green returns.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Looking to score a great new vehicle that won't break your budget? How's this for a start? Toyota is the most fuel efficient and has the lowest cost of ownership of any full-line manufacturer. Toyota, a smart choice, only better. And right now, you can get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2011 Tundra, Highlander, Avalon, Corolla, and Camry. Or choose incredible 0% APR financing for 36 months on a new 2011 Sienna, Venza, and RAV4. Hurry in today. Toyota.
Fuel efficiency based on NHTSA Final Industry MY09 CAFE data for Toyota Motor Sales. 2011 IntelliChoice, IntelliChoice.com. 0% APR financing for 36 months with $2,778 per $1,000 borrowed. 0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed on approved credit from Toyota Financial Services. Offers exclude hybrid models. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Of Tea to Green, brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Director, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 471-9900, area code 719. It's the fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. Tea to Green, not done yet. Here's Jerry.
PGA Tour is almost done. They're at St. Simon's Island at the McGladrey Classic. Michael Thompson is our leader at minus 13. He's one ahead of Billy Horschel, two ahead of Trevor Immelman, showing up in the leaderboard, and Webb Simpson. Neat little story here. Simpson trying to win the money title, so he's entered this week's event and next week's, and Luke Donald, who he's trailing, has also decided to enter next week now.
Interesting.
So this is a little side battle there.
Last time we saw Trevor Immelman, his picture was on a milk cart.
almost. Some of these guys, you know, they are still around.
Yeah.
The Champions Tour is at San Antonio for the AT&T Championship. Freddie Couples, he's leading by a touchdown.
He is.
He's at minus 17. Mark Calcavecchia is seven back, and Nick Price at minus 9. And then the women's tour in Malaysia. This is over now, but I'm not going to spoil it. So after three rounds, Nayan Choi is the leader at minus 11, one ahead of Brittany Lang, two ahead of Atha Munoz, and then a threesome at minus 8. Yanni Tseng going for worldwide win number 10 this year. Stacey Lewis and Sayre Pond. Loudmouthgolf.com, by the way, for the people. We didn't slip that in at the end there.
Yeah.
That, for where to go for that. So.
And trivia question of the day. Anybody can tell us what Sime Darby is? That's the sponsor of the LPGA event this week. Sime Darby.
Malaysian I'm just classic. Surprised they have an English name for their sponsor, their event down there.
All right. Want to thank Tom Stein, Golf Data Tech, golfdatatech.com for more information there. If you want to check out that National Golf Rounds Played Report. And as I said, let's take advantage of the good weather, get those rounds up. Larry Jackson, CEO, Loudmouth Golf, on the Tee to Green today as well. That's going to do it. Till next week, hit them long, hit them straight.